thing with me to be like a year behind. So in 2005, I would have been listening to the releases I could score at HMV from 2004, like, you know, Hot Fuss from The Killers. That was really honestly the big one. And then Much Less Cool. I think I also had a Three Doors Down CD. It was tough. It was hard out there. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But 2005, I was turning 11. So this is kind of like peak early adolescence, hit puberty number one. Mustache was coming in. Yes, that is true. And I was looking at some of the movies that came out in 2005, and I think I saw pretty much all of these in theaters. So I was peak consumer. You know, Harry Potter, The Goblet of Fire, Star Wars Episode 3. Ah, that turns 20 this year. That's a fun one. That's a fun one. I forgot that this made like $1 trillion because I don't think any of the movies that followed it did. But The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I remember seeing in theaters. War of the Worlds, the Tom Cruise version. It's okay. Hey, if you like running in your movie, Tom Cruise is always gonna deliver for you. King Kong, didn't see that. Why would I? Madagascar. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. That's heat. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the movie about the assassin husband and wife. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, not very good. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, not very good. Batman Begins, okay. All right, I like that one. And then Hitch. So a lot of movies that I have vague recollections of, but really not super fondly remembered. Before we get into our 2005 track list, I want to get back to the Bandle. I want to see if I can keep track of my Bandle stats for 2025. And we're coming in hot here. This one is actually from the year 1981, has 12 million views on YouTube, and is classified as a par 3 medium difficulty. If you are unfamiliar with what Bandle is, it's like Wordle, except instead of 6 guesses to guess a 5-letter word, you've got 6 guesses to try and divine a song that has been put through minification software. Simple enough. Trust me, you will get it once we get into it. So let's hear the first clue, which is drums and sound effect. Oh, it's Flash. Is this Flashdance? No. Yeah, it's not Flashdance. Okay. Let's hear the bass. I just put in an immediate guess. That you gotta go with your gut. If I hem and ha. Definitely heard this. That did not help. That did not help. I like it. It's kind of a kick and bass. I'm into it. I just don't really know what it is. Let's hear synth 1 and 2, which makes me think it doesn't sound very new wavy. I will say in 81, it's probably just before new wave became like a dominant trend. So familiar. Oh, Kids in America. That's it. Kim Wilde's Kids in America. And we nailed it. Admittedly, speaking of the year 2000, I think it was... Who covered it? You know the one I'm thinking of. Oh yeah, Len. Digimon the movie. Hey, that's perfect. I'm more familiar with the Len cover. I actually didn't know it was a cover until like last year. But yeah, Kids in America. That's a good one. That's fun. I'm kind of shocked it only has 12 million views on the official Kim Wilde Vivo. But That's how it is. I guess maybe the Len version.
Associated with the wildly successful Digimon the movie.
Quick side note on that, because Digimon the movie was one of my first kind of autistic fixations. I watched it. I made my parents take me to the theater 3 times to see it, which is heinous, heinous, wicked behavior. And then I wore out the VHS copy when I purchased it, and it has a ridiculous soundtrack. I want to... The Japanese... So, Digimon the movie, which... I know, riveting. Basically, it was like a bunch of Japanese films cut together into an American release, so it made no sense. But the American soundtrack, I remember being absolutely stupid. Yeah. Digirap. All-Star from Smash Mouth. Rockefeller Skank by Fatboy Slim. Kids in America by Len. 1 Week by the Bare Naked Ladies. Impression That I Get, the Mighty Muddy Boss Tones. All My Best Friends Are Metalheads by Less Than Jake. These are all things that were on this album, kind of apropos of nothing. So, fond memories of that. We're going to get back into it. And you know what? I really am going to embrace my 2005 self, because we're going to kick off this 2005 music block with Yellow Card, Only One.
morning you'd be very far. But when I awake, there you are, sitting out in your car. I parked you right there on my mind to stay. You ain't never really wanted around here. You ain't never really wanted it. Stay with me all the way. You ain't never really wanted around here. You ain't never really wanted it all. Hope in the morning you'd leave. In the yard, on its side, thrown down when you arrive. If I don't mow the grass, oh, go and swallow all your bicycle. You ain't never really wanted around here. You ain't never really wanted to stay with me all the way. Oh.
sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, he kills, 'cause I know messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it goes. Too much to love. Hunger hurts, but I want it so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know I'm a mess that he don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, because these hands are just too shaky.
Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
The Sexual Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental information referral service for all things sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We are located in room 215 of the LaSalle Building at 146 Stewart Street on Queen's University campus. We are open to clients from Queen's, St. Lawrence College, RMC, and the wider Kingston community. We offer sexual health and pleasure products at cost, such as 20-cent condoms and $3 pregnancy tests. Follow us on Instagram at SHRC Kingston for daily hours, center updates, and news about upcoming events.
Stop making the eyes at me, I'll stop. with my patience to try and possess me. I have to say that I'm fatigued. Six advisors at a round table, counseling that I may not stay valuable unless I'm writing verses and telling tragic stories.
Home. what's been going on. And they will shake their heads and wag their bony fingers in all the wrong directions, and by daybreak we'll be gone. Recovered from all of the damage. Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home. Oh!
And we're back. You just heard perhaps my favorite Mountain Goats track off, I think, probably my third favorite album. I know. It's community radio. You can tell it's community radio when the host has more than one favorite Mountain Goats song off more than one album they know. That was Up the Wolves, a song about beautiful, brilliant defiance. Prior to that, we had Make or Taker by Kaya Cater. Just a tremendously talented artist. I know she's been through Kingston a few times. I'm hoping she'll be back here again soon because I'd love to catch her live and in living color. Prior to that, we had I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor by the Arctic Monkeys, part of our 2005 anniversary releases. We had Paper Bag by Fiona Apple, Bodies and Minds by the Great Lake Swimmers, Wax and Wane by Peach Pit, and we kicked off the first part of our 2005 music block with a band that feels quintessentially 2005 to me. It's Yellow Card. I literally cannot think of a band that exemplifies more of that mid-2000s energy, but specifically 2005, than Yellow Card, because I became aware of them for the first time at the time, and I actually remember it quite vividly. I was up in Waterdown. So not Watertown, but Waterdown, with my cousin. I was staying with him for a week in the summer, and he was showing me his impressive torrenting setup. Kids today, they don't know how to torrent. And he had the entirety of Ocean Avenue downloaded on, I think, like the day it came out, which I was quite impressed by. So that just has a very powerful kind of mid-2000s memory for me. Fun little side tangent. He also showed me how he could, like, download bootleg copies of Dreamcast games from the internet. So he would download essentially the file, burn it onto a CD, and we were playing the Dreamcast in big 2005, which is quite an interesting experience, I must admit. Still to come on our 2005 highlight reel, we're going to hear from Metric, we're going to hear from Gorillaz. There's a lot of good stuff still yet to come here on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call, the first one of 2025, and it's chilly out there. We got a little bit of snow last night here in the city of Kingston. It has brightened up, but it's still bitterly cold, so if you're heading outside today to get your pre-weekend errands done, do bundle up, because that wind is brutal. This weekend, I've got one very fun errand that I'm looking forward to taking care of. I'm going to be working with the iconic M Steel and The Deal on a secret project, although they are posting about looking for extras at the mansion Sunday 12 p.m. So if you want to be in a music video, swing by the mansion Sunday 12 p.m. Wear your plaid and your denim. Think of it as kind of like a country bar fit. So if you're interested at all, please do swing by the mansion Sunday, January 5th at 12 p.m. if you're looking to be an extra in a music video for M Steel and The Deal. We love M Steel here. We love the deal, and that's the deal. So if you're interested at all, I'm talking to you, Jamie. I know you're listening. Feel free to swing on by at 12 p.m. on Sunday. Be an extra in a music video. I'll be there, and it's going to be a blast, folks. We've got some really fun stuff planned. So that's The Mansion, Sunday, 12 p.m. Okay, folks. Once we're through our 2005 music block, you're also going to hear music coming up. It's a bit more contemporary. We've got some more 2024 releases from Biba Doobie, Maggie Andrews. And then we're going to throw it back a little bit with some mid, I aim to be around 2015. So about a 10-year anniversary. So we've got Ruben in the Dark. We've got Sam Roberts Band. A lot of great Canton Con to take you into this fantastic first weekend in January. So without further ado, let's get back to it. Up next is Monster Hospital from Metric, and then we've got Feel Good Inc. from the Gorillaz to cap off our 2005 trip down memory lane.
Monster Hospital. my chocolate attack.
Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year. Yeah, bear repping in harder this year.
Watch me as I gravitate. Ha 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 ha. We gon' ghost town, this Motown with your sound. You in the blink, gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you chatty head and watch the way I navigate.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
My shoes are untied. I hate when me and my mom fight. It's sunny outside, but in here it feels like night. Sometimes I laugh without smiling. Sometimes I laugh when I'm violent. Sometimes I laugh when it feels like I'm dying inside my beautiful mind. They always ask me who really hurts you. You know everyone's got the issues. Fault that you're such a jerk. Your favorite band is Walk Off the Earth, and I wish that you would push you off the edge if I could. Always bring a gun to a knife fight. You love Coke, but I only drink Sprite. Probably still think about me with your jeans on tight. When I was asking who really hurt you, they let me hand you some tissues.
Thank you. you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
On Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
What Trellis, HIV and Community Care is a nonprofit organization that supports individuals who are living with or are at risk of contracting HIV in our community. This often includes vulnerable populations such as the 2S LGBTQ plus community, people experiencing homelessness, individuals who use substances, and those experiencing complex mental health challenges. To provide dignified care for those community members, Trellis is always accepting donations of hygiene supplies such as deodorant, razors, shampoo, conditioner, toothbrushes, toothpaste, towels, underwear, socks, menstrual products, laundry detergent, bottled water, and even fresh food. Donations can be dropped off at the Integrated Care Hub at 661 Montreal Street. To make a monetary donation or learn more about the services offered by Trellis, please visit trellishiv.ca. Make a difference and donate today.